Welcome to the Animus Podcast. Today we're going to be talking to Harpreet Sandhu, Mr. Happiness TV himself. He'll be sharing with us his journey from burnout to bliss, as well as talking about his role as a success and fulfillment coach.
So, Harpreet, it's great to have you here with us today, and I guess I should be calling you Mr. Happy.
Yeah, well, I wasn't happy all my life, so I don't know how much of my story I should go into, but to be honest, I was really unhappy all my life, really lost, really miserable. I didn't really fit in anywhere. My story growing up was, I'm not good enough. It's quite a popular story at the moment. So very, very unhappy, really unhappy, and I just struggled to fit in, had social anxiety issues, loneliness issues. Big emotional breakdown at university. Okay. You name it, I had it, basically.
So you did the full works.
Yeah.
The full works that led you to your... Is it your Facebook group, Mr. Happy? Your Facebook page?
So I do something on Facebook, yeah. Facebook Live, called Happiness TV.
Happiness TV.
And I've done 41 episodes of Happiness TV. To the point whereby I get recognised now at self-development events. Is that Harpreet from Happiness TV? And people are saying it's their favourite TV channel to watch. Nice. So it's quite an amazing feeling.
So how did you go from that not good enough, not fitting in state to creating Happiness TV?
Yeah, there's a journey, there's a story. I became a serial people pleaser and a serial high achiever. So okay. I was looking for status and approval through my success. So at the age of 24, I was earning close to a six-figure salary. But in fact, the money made me even more unhappy, even more lost. And that led to 7.5 years of burnout, where I was bedbound, housebound, I could barely walk. Every step was like running a London Marathon, every single step. And I've run the London Marathon before, so I know what that feels like. So that was my kind of path of self-discovery and personal growth. And I really feel it's a cliche, but it was the biggest gift of my life, hands down.
So I know a lot of people say this to me, was that, you know, that challenge that they go through is the thing that kind of inspires them or creates the space for them to find themselves and to do the thing that they wanted to do. And I suppose before we sort of get into how did you find the thing you wanted to do, so what were the signs or the indications before you hit burnout that was sort of coming along for you?
I was waking up, and I was a manager where I was, and I was waking up and I was just exhausted. I was at my desk, I was falling asleep in the toilets, and I'd call up my number two in my team and say, Nikki, I've got a meeting. I just couldn't function. And I see this a lot in my one-to-one clients and people in today's generation. We're becoming more and more burnt out, more and more tired, stressed, overwhelmed. We seem to have this culture of success is the only path to happiness. But in fact, what I've learned is happiness must come first, and then success kind of naturally comes to us. I call it effortless success.
Okay.
And there's something called the happiness advantage, actually, that Sean Acor, a happiness researcher from Harvard originally, university, and he says once we actually have happiness first, then we're 31% more productive, we're more focused, more creative. So I really believe in that.
So I know a lot of people be thinking, you know, okay, so how do I get happy? So do you have like any top tips for people around how they achieve or find or develop their own happiness?
Yeah, I just did a 5-day masterclass series in my Facebook group last week. It was pretty full on, pretty intense. And I love positive psychology. I love the science of happiness. I love just the whole word flourish, how we can flourish from an acorn into an oak tree, just with the right environment, the right conditions. So just very simple, you know, just the gratitudes, right? We all talk about it. We can only have one single thought in our brain at one single time. So as soon as we ask that question, who or what am I grateful for? We start to then think about, oh, who am I grateful for? Like, my mum, my dad, my 6-year-old nephew, my 4-year-old niece who went to school this week for the first time. And I just feel happy and I'm smiling now.
Yeah.
So
I suppose there's something, you know, a lot of people talk about doing gratitude. I guess you kind of have to do it to get it to work.
Yeah.
And did you have any sort of processes or things that you can kind of share with people about how do they get into the habit of gratitude? Because I think that's my question, really. How do we get into the habit of gratitude?
Yeah, and this is, again, I discussed this in my five-day masterclass. There's something called neuroplasticity. So we really need to, and there's something called we have a natural negativity bias. So we're hardwired with this negativity bias from the cavemen prehistoric era. But in 2018, we still have this. So we actually have to, like you said, Robert, create this habit. So by just like brushing our teeth in the morning or having a shower, it has to become a habit so that we start to create new neural pathways.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, we become more grateful almost unconsciously. We're programming the subconscious brain, the subconscious mind to be more positive, to be more grateful, to be more loving to ourselves as well. So,
and how does that show up in the work that you do with your clients?
Great question. Yeah, I use a lot of presence with my clients. I mean, the second module, presence, was my favorite without doubt. On my 7.5 years, I became unwell. I became very spiritual, so I like to use lots of being. But I do like to use the science of happiness, if possible, with clients. If I feel that they would like a tool which could help them overcome overwhelm and stress and burnout and instantly become grateful in the moment, then I would offer that, you know, like the Animas training, like, you know, options like tea, you know. Have you heard of this? And, you know, do you know about that? Do you know about neuroplasticity? So just offering it and seeing if it lands with them. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess that then, you know, with your own sort of being in the space allows them to see what's possible. So I imagine that's also part of why your clients will come to you, having seen you, whether it's on your channel or just having met you, they go, this guy's got something going on. I want some of that.
Yeah, I seem to attract a lot of people that are looking for happiness, perhaps people who are lost and they're looking for that whole purpose piece, the meaning in their lives, because I just lacked meaning and purpose, so I attract those types of people. For some reason, I seem to attract 30-year-old female entrepreneurs who are quite burnt out and are looking for more happiness and looking for more fulfillment. And I've created this kind of model called the Ultimate Fulfillment Framework as well.
I'm always really interested in how niches are created. And did you create that, or did you just notice that that's what was happening?
I first called myself the Blissful Happiness Coach because I was so unhappy. Then I had that 7.5 years. That gift, I call it, of burnout, of being bedbound, and I became blissfully happy. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call myself the Blissful Happiness Coach. And then I just realized that people aren't really just searching for blissful happiness, right? They're looking for more either success or time or freedom or money or fulfillment. So then I realized, okay, it's not really blissful happiness, which is the end outcome. It's more fulfillment. It's okay. More... success, which I call aligned success, which is aligned to what's true to us, our values, our ideology, what's meaningful for us. So when I say ultimate fulfillment, I say it's aligned success plus authentic happiness equals ultimate fulfillment. There's a bit of a mathematical formula there.
Nice. So people can kind of see what the parts are to create where they want to get to.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of 8 core components of the authentic happiness model, 8 core components of the aligned success model, and there's 32 components overall in terms of the ultimate fulfillment framework, which I've created. But this is all just from being miserable in my life, being so unhappy, feeling not good enough.
So I guess what was a part of this is having had the experience. And people that are going through that experience, they can know or notice that you kind of know where they're at and how they might be feeling. So I guess it allows them to just feel a little bit more at home with you or at peace with you.
Yeah, very much so. I think that's why I attract these clients that are looking for more happiness. I think that's why I'm attracting clients in their 30s, because perhaps they've, you know, fallen into a career in their 20s, and that was my story. I just fell into recruitment and I was just earning lots of money. So perhaps they fall into a career and then they're searching for, okay, what's more meaningful at this stage? Or perhaps they're a single mum and they're an entrepreneur and they're overwhelmed. And I seem to like a magnet attract these types of clients who are looking for perhaps more happiness and fulfillment or meaning and purpose in their life and just to be their best selves and less stressed.
Well, I guess if you're sort of radiating that, they're going to notice that on some level and go, I want more of that, so come and find you.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it's mainly women in their 30s and above that sort of come and work with you.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I seem to just be attracting them, but they do tend to be female, and I do enjoy working with them, and they tend to be entrepreneurs, and in, generally in their 30s. I'm not too sure why. Some of them are just approaching their 40th birthday, and that seems to be a significant event in their lives as well, and that perhaps, I mean, one or two of them I know are looking for perhaps love and they haven't had kids yet, so it seems to be that demographic. I'm not too sure why, and they're looking for more meaning, more happiness, more fulfillment, less stress, less overwhelm. But yeah, this seems to be the people I'm seem to be attracting.
Yeah, it feels like that sort of the phase of life that somebody is in, and then sort of the work that you offer kind of answers some of the questions that they might have at that point in time.
Yeah, very much so. I think that's why I'm attracting them, yeah.
So what is it that you're doing? So you talked about your workshop. And I'm curious about what you're doing now and where that's sort of heading for you.
Yeah, I'm in a really exciting part of my growth. I've just did this 5-day masterclass series last week. We had 57 people on the first day live. I was just like really overwhelmed, and people were saying it was their favourite week in a long time. We have people all from around the world. So it's really cool how people value happiness from all over the world. I'm fascinated about that. I've got my first workshop, my first event, which I've lined up on my birthday.
Okay.
Double celebration. And that's on the 3rd of November.
That's interesting, because often people try and not work on their birthday, and you're running a workshop on your birthday.
Yeah, my parents are going to India, so they're not around. So I thought, you know, let's do something that I love on my birthday, something that's meaningful. So it's a double celebration. So there'll be gluten-free cake and that kind of thing there as well. So should be very enjoyable, yeah.
And so some of your stuff's been online workshops, and this is going to be like a face-to-face physical workshop. So what's going to be different at that compared to your online stuff?
Yeah, good question. So it's going to be more experiential learning. I mean, especially from my time at Animas, the weekends were so fun. And like, I'm a big learner. I got a big passion for learning. So I really believe in the value of experiential learning. And then, you know, the self-work, the partner work, the group exercises. So it's really going to be taking people's the workshop's called Awaken to Your Authentic Happiness. So it's really going to be helping people to awaken to that in a safe environment where they can be vulnerable, where we can all share together, and we can all kind of truly flourish. That word, I love that word, flourish. We can all flourish in that safe environment at the event, yeah.
So a bit earlier you talked about your sort of your own spirituality, and I'm always curious about what that means to an individual. So what does spirituality mean for you?
Great question. Where do I start? How long have we got? No, it's for me, it firstly comes to acceptance. When I had my 7.5 year illness and I was bedbound and housebound, I had two options. I could either, like Byron Katie says, be a lover of what is and just simply accept what is happening, or I could resist. So I really feel it's about acceptance and then awareness and just being conscious and be, it's like how we show up with our clients. It's about how we can simply be with our clients, how we can simply be more in our lives. The first question we ask every morning is, what's on my to-do list? How can I handle this to-do list? How can I tick things off? How can I get more done? But how about we ask the question, how can I be more today? How can I be more of a human being today? I saw a great article by Sir Richard Branson about happiness, and he talked about, instead of to-do lists, how about we can have to-be lists?
I don't think I've read it, but I think I've heard somebody talk about it before, that idea of your to-be list.
Yeah, so how can we start to be more? Because we're not human doings, we're human beings, right? So, I mean, I'm guilty of this. But we seem to always have this culture of doing and success. I mean, my life was all, my values were success, money, success. And that led to 7.5 years of burnout. And we're becoming more stressed, more lonely, more overwhelmed, more burnt out. So there must be something wrong with the kind of human psyche, that we need to come back to our spirit and our soul and be a human being.
So when you think about that idea that the happiness then brings you the other stuff, where you've got to start with the happy first, how are you noticing the other come into your world now that you've really tuned into your sort of authentic happiness?
Yeah, it's a good question. Since I've started my business, I have found it actually quite challenging being more of a human being instead of the doing. So I really find it important to keep practicing these happiness tools, the positive psychology tools, every single moment possible, every single day. So I keep a journal and I religiously write in it, you know, three things I'm grateful for, three things that I love about myself, three things that went well in my day. And this really helps me have that practice, which is a spiritual practice, a practice for me, a practice for my soul, a practice for having happiness and positivity and gratitude in my day, despite what might have happened in the day. Because there might have been, you know, I might not have had any client calls that day, or I might have had a really bad session that day. But if I can still write down three things that went well in my day, then it's still a good day, because I've trained my brain to be more positive. Yeah.
So where do you think this work is kind of headed? What's your future with this?
It's a good question. I really believe we should have more of this material in schools. I really believe if I had someone or a person that had mentoring me or coaching me, or if we had this in the national curriculum, it'd just be so powerful. I mean, we are having more of a growth mindset at schools, which is amazing. We're having more mindfulness at schools, but how can we start to then fit in all these other elements of perhaps positive psychology or self-development? So, I mean, I would love personally to take this into schools, maybe even into the corporate world, because this is a really hot topic at the moment, happiness and how we can just simply be happy. And if Sir Richard Branson can have, what, hundreds of companies, and he says that he has still time for happiness first and being a human being first, then who are we to argue with Sir Richard Branson's model of success, which is happiness and being?
So I remember you saying that presence was one of your favourite modules, and I find that people often say that. It feels like it's a real keystone in people's training with us. And I'm just curious about, what else did you find interesting, useful, exciting about your training with Animus?
Yeah, so I personally loved every single weekend. I've got a real thirst for learning. And I mean, straight off the bat, Foundations was such an amazing weekend, because we were actually left with the tools to go out and coach straight off the two-day weekend. So I found that really powerful, and then presence was just my favourite, because I'm quite spiritual, and I really found that I was able to hold a space for my peers in the training weekend quite quickly and quite easy. And then, you know, cognitions was really powerful. I really enjoyed Paradigms with yourself, Robert. Amazing energy as always. I really feel it's powerful how we see the world and how we delete, distort, and generalize the world. Yeah. And then transactions was just an eye opener about drama triangles and stuff in the past, and just I think that kind of opened up a lot for people on the weekend. Yeah.
So being able to connect with your peers, you know, being able to just have that presence with them, and just curious about what other connections did you have with your group or with the wider Animus community?
Yeah, good question. I'm still very much in touch with my group. You know, we form a great bond on the weekend. So we had the WhatsApp group and we kind of all get together and meet each other. We had the picnic, obviously, I went to, and it was great seeing people. So, yeah, I find it really powerful to have that support network. Maybe even the Animus circles that we get together on. I feel really important to have that circle that we can all come together and support each other to be flourish, I guess, to support each other flourish as coaches. Even supervision I find really powerful, and the mentoring on the course was with Law was just really amazing. And that just all helps us to be the best coach that we can be. And that's why I think I fell in love with Animas when I had the two options, the coaching academy or Animas, and it was a no-brainer for me. Yeah.
Fabulous. So it's you know, great talking to you and exploring this idea of happiness. How can we be more and be that human being as opposed to the doing? So where can people find you if they want more information about this or just want to connect with you?
Yeah, so they can catch me on my personal Facebook profile. They can catch my Happiness TVs. There's 41 episodes of Happiness TVs. They can catch me on my Facebook group as well. It's called Flourish Your Way to Fulfillment. And then also I've got my event on my birthday. Come along, have some gluten-free cake, and we'll talk about awakening to your authentic happiness on the 3rd of November.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you all the success in your event and a very happy birthday. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks.
Cheers.